Welcome to AM Best Audio.
As the directors and officers insurance market continues to evolve, driven by rising litigation risks, shifting regulatory landscapes, and heightened expectations around corporate governance, both new and experienced professionals are seeking deeper insight and more effective tools to navigate the complexity. With emerging exposures and increased underwriting scrutiny, staying ahead of market trends is more critical than ever. In his book, The Ultimate Guide to D&O Insurance, author Ken Sven, Chief Underwriting Officer at Carve, provides an insightful resource for underwriters, brokers, and insurance buyers, equipping them with the knowledge and strategies needed to succeed in today's fast-moving and competitive D&O landscape. I'm John Weber for AM Best TV, and I'm joined by Ken Sven now. Ken, so great to have you with us today.
Thank you, John. Appreciate it.
So, Ken, can you tell us about your book and the inspiration behind it?
Certainly, John. First of all, great to meet you, and thank you for taking the time to speak to me. Really appreciate it and your interest in the book. Well, after 30 years in the market, I realized there really wasn't any public written material out there that was straightforward and put into one comprehensive book for people coming into D&O underwriting. And a lot of the material was probably a bit too technical or too broad. So I thought, why not put something together that bridged that gap? Something useful, particularly for new underwriters, brokers, and even clients. So the book, The Ultimate Guide to D&O Insurance, as I call it, was written to give people a strong foundation into a very niche industry. The book is not necessarily only about D&O and what D&O covers, but it's also a guide to how insurance works in general. And more broadly, the book talks about things like soft and hard market, the difference between Lloyd's and company market, how reinsurance fits in, and so on. However, there are several chapters about US and various aspects that is key for D&O underwriters to understand, such as ADRs, USIPOs, SPACs, you all heard about that, even state and versus federal class action. Some of those chapters I felt was key for underwriters to really understand and have a solid foundation about, even if you may or may not write US exposed accounts on a daily basis. Some chapters I probably felt was a bit more subjective and like the impact of recent US election and how AI may influence our industry. And I finally wrote a chapter about my sentiment and psychology of the market, which is my own personal experience. Above all, I tried to make the book as practical as possible so that someone can pick it up and get a clarity on certain issues. Finally, I've added test your knowledge section to those chapters that are most academical. It's a book I wish I had when I started out as a new, fresh underwriter in the market many, many years ago.
Ken, what new or evolving risks and exposures do you see in the D&O market today?
Great question, John. The most consistent data we get on claims still come from the US, especially securities class action. And I cover some of those recent trends in the book. Then when we look at new trends, there's quite a few things worth paying attention to. Industries like tech and pharma life science are always stood out as very challenging for the market. But more recently, we see some claims related to COVID, cryptocurrency, ESG issues, particularly greenwashing, and also cyber incidents, especially where boards are being questioned on how they handle a breach. So to keep pace, underwriters need to move away from rigid statistic checklists and towards a more dynamic way of thinking, sector-specific, forward-looking. Tech can help, but judgment is still key. It's not just about asking more questions, it's about asking better questions.
Customize your data experience. BestLink now offers an interactive company dashboard that provides company-level intelligence in a fast, user-friendly interface featuring interactive tables, charts, and Sparkline performance histories. Customize the dashboard tiles to prioritize the insurer ratings, data, and analytics that best support your workflow. AM Best. Our insight, your advantage.
Ken, what steps can insurers take to better support early career underwriters entering the D&O market?
First and foremost, mentorship, I believe. Pairing junior underwriters with more experienced ones makes a big difference. And dividing real and actual accounts is very beneficial and giving new underwriters a very quick learning curve. Beyond that, I think structured training is essential. Just what to do, but why are you doing it? What's behind the thinking? It's key to underwrite success, real tools, good data, also encouraging interaction with your claims team is also something I would recommend. And finally, speak to brokers and get their input as well, if that is appropriate. I like to think curiosity is the key. The best underwriters I have seen is the ones who ask questions, who seek out conversation, who want to understand why behind a decision. If you have a hunger to learn, those underwriters strongly believe will have a successful career. I also think they will enjoy the work much more if they do so.
Do you think continuing education and training play a role in helping insurers stay competitive in the D&O space, Ken?
I think it's critical. The world of D&O doesn't stand still. Regulation change, litigation trends evolve, investor expectations shift. It's a moving target. So if you are not staying informed, you're falling behind. Continuous education, whatever that is, formal training, lunch and learn, or just staying close to your claims data, helps teams anticipate risk rather than just reacting to them. It also helps maintain consistency in underwriting, which is so important for credibility, both internally and in the market.
Ken, how can insurers foster stronger collaboration between underwriters, brokers, and clients in the D&O line?
Well, a good question. It all starts with trust and being clear about your appetite. Brokers appreciate transparency. If something doesn't fit, explain why. Build long-term relationship and trust. In terms of consistency, have a solid framework helps. Something that guides decision without being too rigid. Good underwriter still needs the freedom to apply judgment. Communication is key, especially on renewals. If you're aligned early on and clear about what you need, everyone is on the same page. And when you say no, say it in a way that's constructive. That was particularly important that we saw during the hard market. I learned after speaking to brokers how some underwriters communicated very poorly during that time. And one thing I would recommend is try to offer an alternative or at least help them understand your decision.
Got to ask, Ken, what do you hope that readers will be taking away from your book?
Well, my aim was to give new or relatively new underwriters an introduction into various aspects of what they should know, not only about D&O, but insurance in general. I hope the book will give the new underwriters a better and quicker foundation into the world of D&O insurance, which should also result in hopefully more confidence. For brokers, I hope they will appreciate all the various aspects and all the moving parts that underwriters need to consider. So to sum it up, my aim was to create something practical and useful for underwriters, a material to support them in the day-to-day job. Ultimately, it's about helping underwriters to make better decisions, smarter underwriting, clearer conversation, better alignment across the D&O chain. And if it helps someone feel a bit less overwhelmed, a bit more control in the day-to-day job, and I feel like the book has done its job, then it gives me personal some satisfaction as well.
A great conversation, Ken. Thank you so much for taking the time to speak with us today, and best of luck with the book.
Welcome, John. Thank you so much for having me.
That was Ken Sven, Chief Underwriting Officer at Carve and author of the book, The Ultimate Guide to D&O Insurance. And I'm John Weber for AM Best TV.
Looking to get the full attention of the insurance industry? We have the platforms that will do just that. Whether it be AM Best TV, AM Best Audio, Best Review Magazine, or Best Day. Find out more by calling AM Best Advertising Sales at 908-439-2200, extension 5399, and have a great day.